Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head boys wrestling coach Alex Brandenburg. And coach, first of all, over the Christmas holiday, were you able to get the team some rest, but also get some work and some practice in for the stretch run of the season over the break?
Yeah, it was a good time to work on, well, like you said, the first thing that's most important is give them about a week off so their bodies and minds can recover. Because, you know, wrestling's kind of mental and physical grind at times. And when we came back, it's nice to have, kind of like at the beginning of the year when you have a week and a half of practices where you don't have meets, because you can get a lot covered and go over a lot of the stuff the team had maybe been struggling on or show some new stuff. So it was very good. Very good break for our kids.
Coach, right after the Christmas break, your first competition came on January 5th when you guys traveled to Forest City to take on Forest City West Fork and North Butler Clarksville, and you got wins over North Butler Clarksville and West Fork, and then you finished the night with your top of Iowa West Conference rivalry duel there, the Winnebago County rivalry with Forest City. And the Indians competed in a couple of matches, but for the most part, the Bulldogs kind of dominated the night and picked up three wins.
Yeah, I thought our kids wrestled really well. You never know what's going to happen coming out of a break, how well the kids, you know, if their shape's going to be maybe a little bit bad or their technique's going to be a little rusty. There are highs and lows like any meet, but overall it was a fun environment, and it's always fun wrestling Forest City since they're our rival, and yeah, it was a good night. Kids wrestled well.
The next night, on Friday night, you guys went to Spirit Lake Park for a tournament there, and again, more matches. Coach, you guys got a ton of matches this week. Right after the Christmas break, you get quite a few more at Spirit Lake Park.
That's always a fun tournament for us. One thing that we really like about it is it's a Friday evening tournament. So it's nice to go wrestle there and then give the wrestlers a day off on a Saturday for once. I think the kids really like that. And then going over there is fun because it's teams we don't see the rest of the year. And we wrestled East Sac County, West Lyon, Orange City. It's called MOC Floyd Valley, and Sioux Center, and saw some really, really strong kids physically, especially from West Lyon and Sioux Center. You can tell those schools, they have big, strong kids that know where the weight room's at. And it was fun. We had a really close duel, and so we won our three duels in our pool. Had a couple good ones against West Lyon that were still in doubt. With two matches left, each one West Lyon and the MOC Floyd Valley duels. And then the Sioux Center duel came right down to the end. We were down 33-18 at one point, and then we rattled off the last maybe four or five matches. But it came down, and it was kind of fitting because it came down to our one senior we still have out, Geraldo Vasquez, and we were up by three, and they tried to bump their 106 up to beat him, and he took care of business. So I was really happy for him because he stuck it out when, you know, several kids in his grade have quit wrestling the last 3 years.
Coach, it's got to be exciting to get the team in kind of a team mindset. I know there's parts of wrestling where it's individual, and once you get to state, for most teams, individual. Some teams are going for state titles, but it's kind of nice to have when you're in the duels, it's kind of nice to have the team focused on a team, and I'm sure the guys are up cheering for each other in those late duels. I know you went 220 to 113 there against Sioux Center to win it, so it's got to be fun, Coach.
Yeah, we didn't have a ton of duels before break, and our kids like duels because it's a team. There's more of a team aspect, and you know, if a kid gets beat by seven instead of getting majored or pinned, he does his job. So it's a lot more than just wins or losses, you know. And it was our first tournament title of the year. You know, we still have a pretty young squad, and, you know, it's not like 4 or 5 years ago where it seemed like we'd, you know, win several tournaments. But, it's fun to win a tournament and see the progression of our kids.
Coach, that takes us to our duels on Thursday night when you guys traveled to Osage And, of course, you're taking on, along with the Osage, who may be one of the best wrestling dual teams no matter the class this year. You also got Eagle Grove and Rockford in that one, and you're able to get wins over Eagle Grove and Rockford. But Osage gets you pretty good in that final contest, Coach. So talk about those duels.
We knew basically going in that our only toss-up duel might be Eagle Grove, and we wrestled really well against them and beat them 49-14, and some good, solid performances there. And then Rockford's obviously pretty shorthanded. That one went pretty quick. And then Osage, you know, the score, they really took it to us, but, I mean, they won all the matches they were supposed to, and I think we won probably one that maybe was a toss-up. Sometimes you can't judge a team's effort on the final score, but you know, we're pretty happy with how we wrestled and competed last night. And Osage is, there's something else right now, and they should win both 2A dual state and traditional state, I think, possibly by a wide margin. So yeah, it was a rough go, but it was good to see some of these kids. It's good to see where they can maybe be when they're juniors or seniors, some of our freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah, Coach, that's kind of what I was going to bring up next is your kids, you got a younger team, so when they see teams like Osage, yeah, maybe they could think about, hey, if we keep working, this could be us, because you guys are a pretty good dual team, maybe a top 15 dual team, and Osage kind of took it to you, so those kids on your team may be thinking, hey, we keep working, you know, we can go out to really good dual teams and we could take it to them as well.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, and we've been at that point, you know, when we had our stretch of, you know, six straight duels, and especially the 5 years that we placed in the top five. I mean, we weren't on the level that Osage is right now, but, you know, there's 5-6 years where we were beating Osage, but yeah, it's good experience. It's good for them to see, you know, if our kids can work in a little more in the off season and maybe wrestle a little more and do some more weight training. Those could be some of our individuals in a few years.
And, Coach, you guys will end the week today as you guys will take on the Lake Mills duels. You got some good teams, Southeast Polk coming in, Garner Hayfield Ventura, Estherville Lincoln Central coming in, North Union coming in among some of the teams that will be there, some other teams I didn't mention that will be there. So, Coach, what are you expecting today at your home duels?
Yeah, I think I was just talking to Mr. Beamer about the about tomorrow, and I think, you know, it's probably the most, I don't know if I'd say competitive, because we've had some, you know, Humboldt used to come to this, but overall, like, none of the teams, you can just show up this year and win by 60. I mean, they all have close to a full lineup, if not full. Estherville's a lot better this year. We saw them over at an individual tournament, Emmitsburg, and they placed ahead of us. And, yeah, they have a good young team as well. And fun to see South Winneshiek. We've wrestled them once or twice before in, like, a regional duel. But getting those two teams to come over and compete, you know, one from the east and one from the west, and just with North Union and Garner are better this year than they've been past years. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It should be, you know, some competitive duels, and, you know, even those other teams, I mean, they're all kind of evenly matched. So they could have some really, should be a lot of exciting duels tomorrow for everybody.
Thank you, Coach, for taking your time. We really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in the future. Good luck today.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Lake Mills head wrestling coach Alex Brandenburg.